We're continuing our daily halacha in the laws of Netilat Yadayim. Simen Dalet Se'if Yudchet. Elu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila. These are the matters which require washing of our hands, b'mayim, with water. And again, we're talking about things that are mainly for cleanliness. And so for the most part, we're not needing to do it three times ritually to get rid of the ruach hara to the same extent of when you wake up in the morning, but we'll go through each one individually. Hakam yamita, when you wake up from the bed. So actually here again, in the morning, you do need to wash three times to get rid of the ruach hara. In the day, if you slept more than a half hour, then it would be wise to do it three times, according to the stricter opinions. And according to some, you don't need it three times. You just need to wash your hands once. Vayotze mibeit hakiseh. And certainly we're not doing with a bracha. If you go outside of a bathroom, there too you should wash your hands. Now here, the question is, can I wash my hands in the bathroom itself? So Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish are unsure about this because they're not sure if our bathrooms are considered like the bathrooms of the Talmudic age, which had an impure spirit, or perhaps because we keep our bathrooms cleaner, they would not, and because the feces does not remain there as long, perhaps it would be considered a different type of situation, perhaps not, because sometimes the feces really is there for a while. So it's not considered a Persian bathroom. So they say, listen, if you can wash outside of the bathroom, that's ideal. If not, b'di'avid, you can wash your hands in the bathroom. Similarly, regarding washing your hands before you eat bread, it's recommended, ideally, do not wash your hands in the bathroom because the impure spirits, or maybe the bacteria, as we might call it nowadays, which resides in the bathroom, and therefore it's not ideal to wash there. Umi beit hamerchas, a bathhouse. In the olden days, everyone was only using it for bathing. Nowadays, the room before the mikvah might have a different din, and you wouldn't have to wash your hands just by going in, necessarily. But some are strict. Hanotel tzibarnav, when you cut off your nails are dirty. There's also spiritual, kabbalistic reasons as to why cutting off your nails represents the impure forces. Talk about that in a little bit of a Chassidus before Shabbos shir, but practically speaking, when you wash, when you cut off your nails erev Shabbos, you should wash your hands. Acholit min alav, if you take your shoes off. So here, because shoes are usually dirty, what if it's not leather shoes, if it's like croc shoes? So it's machlokas, some say that doesn't count, and that's okay. And others say, no, it's still considered a shoe. What about a shoelace? So here too, it's a machlokas. According to the Chazon Ish, a shoelace is not necessarily dirty, so it's okay. If you tied your shoes, you don't have to wash your hands. According to Rav Eliashiv, you should be strict. It's considered part of the shoe. But here again, it would not need the three washings. It would just need a spritz, a quick spritz, because of dirt. Vanogei braglav, if you touch your feet, again, assuming that feet are normally uncovered, which is in most of our lands, v'chofif rosho, if you put your hands through your head, through your hair, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's only if you actually put it completely through your hair. But if you just touch your hair for a moment, that's not considered dirty. Yeshamrim af olech ben ha-metim, and some say, even if you go between dead people, in a cemetery, for example. That is our custom before we go into the cemetery, and certainly after. Not everyone's strict about before, but I've seen in the some posts can suggest before, and Mishnah Berurah does. And afterwards, certainly, we wash our hands, and we do it ritually, and some even wash their face because of the impure spirit in a cemetery. Umishinagabimet, and somebody who touches someone who is dead. Someone who checks for lice, even if you don't actually touch the lice, but you're still supposed to wash your hands. The Rosh Hashanah writes about a fly that you need not be concerned. But lice are considered very filthy. Mishamish mitato, and if you have relations, there you are supposed to wash three times. Vanogea bechinan, as we mentioned, if you touch lice, vanogea begufo biado, if you touch your body with your hand, as we'll explain, it's talking about the uncovered parts of your body. However, right after you take a shower, when your body is still wet, then you need not be concerned because there's no filth. Umishas achat mikol ele v'nola atal, and anyone who does any of these things and didn't wash his hands, im talmid chachamu talmida mishkacheach, if he's a talmid chacham, he forgets his learning, v'imeno talmid chacham, yotem min taito, and if he's not a talmid chacham, he goes a little crazy. Some explain it doesn't mean he goes crazy, it means a ruach shtut, a ruach of silliness which can cause a person to sin, enters into a person. Again, the Mishnah Berurah and others point out that one need not be crazy if you're in the middle of the Amidah, or if you're in the middle of learning Torah, you don't have to immediately wash your hands. But if you're doing something else, you should wash your hands, ideally, before you go learn, before you go daven. And a wise man will just train himself not to touch these impure parts. Yud Tes. Make his dam, you can find Maloney at all your dam. If you give blood from your shoulders, you don't give blood. Mefachat Shiva Yamim, you should be scared 7 days. Hamagalech, Malon Natalyadav, you shave, you don't wash your hands. Mefachat Shlosh Yamim, then you should be scared 3 days. Hanotelzi Pranab, Malon Natalyadav, if you cut off your nails and you don't wash your hands. Mefachat Gemachad, you should be scared 1 day. And you don't even know what you're scared. Unless you learn this Shulchan Aruch, and then you'll know why you're scared. But either way, these are particularly spiritual matters, and not washing your hands can be bad for you, apparently. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Chaf, Aruches Panav Veloni Gavam Yafe. If you wash your hand, your face, and you don't dry it, Panav Mitbakot, your face can get dried out. It's unhealthy. Or Lev Zeshchin, or blemishes can come on it. And the way to heal it is to put beet water in your face. Apparently, it's healing. Actually, I asked my wife if it worked, and she said it does. So, you can heal your face from dryness with beet water. You have to be careful with before you daven, before you eat. Not to touch your thighs or your legs or any places which are uncovered. Because there's sweat traces over there. As Pasuk says, the spread of your sweat of your brow you'll eat. So sweat is negative, dangerous. It has a sam amavet. Little bits of filth, writes the Ramah. And therefore, don't scratch your head too much. But reveal places in your head, upanav, or your face, or a place which is normally uncovered, in your arms, like until the elbow, the Rosh Hashanah explains. And there we need not be concerned, only places which are normally uncovered. I wonder if this halacha, you know, we can be a little bit more lenient because we do shower more often than those in the olden days, so we have less sweat to be concerned about. Nonetheless, I did not find that in the Aruch Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, or the modern Poskim, as far as I know. So we do try to be strict, to not touch uncovered places, and to wash our hands before we daven and before we learn. Okay, hope this has been fun, relevant, and interesting. Have a beautiful day.